This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
This is a fantastic album, man. Let me borrow it.
No, my brother. You've got to buy your own.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going
to
start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Gave you a little new music and you had fun with it. That's beautiful. Good job, Rob. That's wonderful. Welcome, Josh, to the open.
Yeah. It's the first time he's been mentioned in the open. I guess he's sticking around.
That's a great. All right. Fantastic. We got some new theme music for the show and Rob put some stuff together. It sounds fantastic. Forgot what a good editor you are. And without further ado, I want to get to topic number one. So I'm going to expand my little picture here and go, what the fuck is wrong with my hair? Oh, my God.
To say there's something wrong with your hair would be the same as saying there's something wrong with, say, James Coco's hair. You look great.
Is it different than yesterday?
It's different every day.
I hop out of the shower and it's different. Then I go to the baseball game and I wear a cap and I take it off and it's different. And it's just, God!
Now, it's the baseball cap in the Florida heat.
That's no good there. Maybe the hat is the problem. Maybe you need a little more volume. Volume, volume, volume.
What if you go to a...
How's this, Rob? Is that better?
I don't know that that's exactly what we want.
All right.
How about a visor so your hair can breathe out there at the ball yard?
You know what? I used to do visors back in the day. I needed to get a haircut today, and I didn't. So that's
Mike, what you need to do is avoid the hat and add volume, volume, volume.
Volume, volume, volume. So you put reverb in your board, too.
I did it long before you did, actually.
Hold on. Did you do this?
I don't want that.
Did you do this?
I did that, yes.
Did you do this?
Yes, I did.
Well, now you're playing
did
with the buttons.
Did you do this, Rob?
I didn't do that.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Jen. How have you been?
Great.
Hey, you know, Jen, have you even met Josh?
I haven't. Maybe some other time.
Okay.
I look great. She showed up once, very sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick.
She was very sick when she showed up.
I can't talk now.
I know. And also, Jen, just a hint.
It's a special day in the house.
It's very hot. Make sure you're not wearing your pantyhose today.
I said it's a special day.
What's the special day?
It's Douche Thursday.
Oh, God.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Rob. That's the right one.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
All right,
Thursday.
Enough of that. But
my hair is the easiest of all. Mine is just shiny. And then Josh has sort of a complicated construction look to his head, almost like a Hershey Kiss thing happening. Yours should be very simple.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll figure it out.
Is it thinning up top?
Of course it's sitting on top, asshole. You know that.
Well, I just wanted to state it for those who are listening.
Yeah. Now he's happy because all those years I made fun of his chrome dome. Rob started losing his hair when he was eight years old.
And it was all based on diet.
That's what it was.
A high iron diet, and the hair just fell right
in. Oh, God. All right. Hey, I am in the middle, as I've mentioned this week, of a 4-day baseball tournament. If they win, it's more. They won today.
That's good.
My boy pitched, was the starting pitcher, 3 scoreless innings. So I got to give a.
Yeah. Have you ever tried parting your hair on the other side?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And how was that? Well, I mean, you can't do it with your hand. You'd need a comb and maybe some salt spray.
No, I got to get it.
Or just that little button that flips the camera over.
You know, Mike, actually, that looks better.
Yeah,
Josh, what do you think about that? I think that does look good.
I believe that looks exactly like it did the other way.
Okay, Josh, you're not helping.
Thank you.
I think it looks better. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And
that's not good. What are you doing to me? We were done with the hair discussion!
Well, I was just looking at it. I mean, you don't have a curious hairline like me. Yours is a very standard hairline.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, I've got a bad cowlick.
What about straight up in the middle?
But I'm talking about your line.
Stay!
14.2 gigawatts, Marty.
I'll be right back.
God almighty.
So maybe you can fill me in, Josh. Is he still in that Caribbean Invitational baseball? Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah,
or is this another tournament?
No, I believe this is the same. The USA Blonde kids versus the Caribbean.
Now, listen, you're no need for you to be racist. And here's Johnny Cash. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, my mama went home when I was three.
Oh, it's a hat that's waiting to be embroidered. Cat and Carly would yell at me. That one of our hats.
Oh, Mike, that's like a virgin hat right there. All right, yeah.
Hold on. Let me just. It's too tight, of course.
Not only can you buy that game worn hat, you can choose what it gets put on it.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Put on the. No, we were just talking about this is still the Caribbean Invitational Tournament he's in, right? Your son?
Yeah, they won today.
Do you keep an overall record, or is it just a day-to-day thing?
These tournaments are really a process of elimination, and you're seated in a bracket, and we play two games against one team and two games against another team, and then whoever comes out as the better one, I don't know. I have no idea.
Now, when you were breaking into the vault.
Yeah, they have to win. They won. Yeah. They got to win.
And Mike, yesterday when you were... it looked like they might not win.
Yeah, it looked like they might not win, and they won, and I'm happy for that. It was great to... if I am going... I wrote this down. Hold on.
Yeah.
I can't tell my kid to get out of his own head if I'm in my own head. All right? So I get it. I understand. We had a scene today.
You need to stay home then because you've got... your head is ruined.
I live in my own head more than anybody in the world. It's not good.
Both of us do because of what we've been through the past, 30 years.
Here it is. Okay. Yeah. Today, I'm talking to Michael, and I'll say things like, come on, tempo. I talk a lot. I kind of coach him when he's on the mound. I should shut up.
Did you say not my tempo?
Not quite my tempo. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
He's got nice hair.
J.K. Simmons. At one point.
Yes.
I'm talking. And he pitched three innings. And to say it was a battle is an understatement. It was just, you know, a walk here, a walk there.
Mm-hmm.
It was not 1-2-3. So it was tough, but he battled back and he got out of these innings without any run scoring. And I admire him for doing that. But during the tension part, when he's putting people on base, I'm at one point I was just talking and talking and talking. And I think he said something like, shut up. Or something like that, or
well, that's seeds. Not okay.
And the sunflower seeds are wonderful. I think that's what he said, and that's not acceptable. And I said to, I'm sorry, I got to turn this off first. I said to Mrs. O'Mara, I said, I'm going to go to the coach and tell him if he does that again, I'm putting him in the car.
Seeds.
That's what I was going to say. You were close to being one of those parents that goes out and rips the kid off the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
Says we're going home.
Sunflower seeds.
But I've never been the father of a real athlete. I mean, Julia played some volleyball in passing. Robert did some, you know, rec basketball. But when you're doing that and you get into his head and you're, you know,
I'm not in his head. He's in his own head.
Okay, but if you're talking,
I might be in his head. I'm not helping.
Yeah, if you're yelling from the audience or sidelines or bleachers or in the theater, we call it an audience.
By the way, I wouldn't take him off the field for performance ever. That would never happen. But if he's going to be a little Rudy Rooterson, I'm thinking
have
about
you,
it.
But have you discussed with him, or is he brought up with you, Dad? Please don't yell to me when I'm on the mound.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you're breaking the rule first. I mean, I don't want to side with him. Well, don't play him.
That's because Mike's in his own head.
I am in my own head, Rob. I said that's what I said. I said I can't tell my kid to get out of his own head if I'm in his head. If I'm in my own head, rather. Let me say it. God damn it.
Was it?
I can't tell my kid to get out of his own head if I'm in my own head.
Maybe the fact that you're in your own head is messing up your hair.
Was it Was it you speaking?
If you,
or the cut
if
water?
You do a callback to the hair, I'm flying to fucking Virginia
but
tonight.
You led with it, and I just think now you look great. You look like you're about to break into a museum with Tom Cruise. Don't break the lasers.
All right, so I can do better. I can do
it's
better.
Tough.
I can do
it
better.
Is very tough.
I can do better. He can do better. The coach thought he was saying shut up to one of the coaches.
Well, that's not.
Well, that's not good.
That resulted in a mound visit. That resulted in a conversation afterwards with Joey and me. Joey is the coach, and I will say it was delightful to him. He is a high school football coach, and he knows his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, if you're going to play sports, coaches aren't going to play you if you're one of these kids that has the attitude problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So.
Or
Mike,
if you're
smart
a dad
enough to
that
get.
Talks a lot on the sideline.
I didn't say
I'm
that.
Just saying that's not going to help his career. Forget in his own head, the coach doesn't want a dad that's yelling things out.
And right, like maybe, right. What if the coach, would the coach.
What if it's like, what if it's like, come on, kid, you got this.
Yeah,
come
positive,
on, that type of thing.
Something positive. Something,
yeah,
you know.
Do you mean radio silence or just.
No, positive. Only I told you positive. Before. I had a pitcher that I could not put on the mound if his dad was at the games because his dad would make him cry on the mound.
Oh, my God.
So
how, what would he yeah. say? What would he say to make the kid cry?
I don't love your mother.
Shut you know, up, Rob.
No, it'd be, you know, throw a strike. You can do better than that. You did better
you look
in the
like
backyard.
The mailman.
Just throw it over. It's not that hard.
I hate talking about sports when he's around. I really do.
Well, you just hate talking when I'm around. You hate
I
when
really
I'm around.
Do. No, I don't. Yeah, 35 years. No, 37 years.
Yeah,
36
you gotta get
years?
It. I don't know. You got to get. It seems like 40. You got to get out of your head with me.
I think if you yell some of Rob's sayings out, it might loosen Michael on the mound.
Yeah. Have a boss pitching career.
Yay for Mike.
Yay for Michael.
About HBS. How are you there? I just talked. Yeah, it's the first time I've right. talked to Rob's father up in heaven.
Yeah.
Well, that pitcher's a knockout.
Yeah. That pitch was a knockout.
Let me see if I can.
It was groovy.
Oh, he's gone. He's out riding his bike. So he's not here now anyway. So
how's he doing with that? Do you need to stand on the porch and give him tips on bike riding?
No. He's got his little e-bike, so he's too fast for me to even see him. I will do better. I've always said this. I know that I need to try to do better. And it was fun today. By the way, the team that we played them again, mm-hmm. and we will play the Cayman team again, and we've played the Bahamas team now twice, and we will play the Cayman's team tomorrow. So that'll be the second time we play them. And I just want to say, what a wonderful, wonderful group of incredible coaches and fans, and it's a pleasure, and the whole tournament is a pleasure. It's a lot of fun to see these kids, with one exception.
Oh.
The Aruba team has those what do we call them, Rob? They use it in soccer games.
Vuvuzela?
Yes. Oh.
Oh,
I'm gonna hear that.
That's tough.
I'm gonna hear that going to sleep at night. It's like
kind of recalls the Loud Cup, doesn't it?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly that.
Yeah. Take your Loud Cup out there. Yeah,
I should bring a Loud Cup.
Yeah.
I wish we had a bunch of them. We didn't warehouse them here, did we? I don't think we did. No. Oh,
Mike,
my God.
Let me
yes.
offer this. I know that I can see the sadness in your eyes when you talk about.
Derail. The money went to Little League. All right. Enough with the pants.
I was going to ignore that. But, Mike.
Jesus Christ. I
really,
hate people.
The crux of this whole situation, you're only at fault because you care. And that's true. As a father, you do care.
But you will say, as well as anybody, and I will too,
yeah.
That's not an excuse.
No, but it at
That's
least
not an excuse.
It's not, but know that the root of the problem is something noble. Therefore, it should be easier to battle.
I will battle it, and it is no excuse that I care. He knows I care already. Mm. I will shut the F up. One of the other kids' fathers, who was a high school varsity coach as well, said to me that he thinks Michael can really pitch. There's one thing that happened during the game today that was the moment. We had the moment, and it was super cool. He struck, and Josh, you'll dig this. He struck him out. He struck the kid out on a knuckleball. Went 0-2 or 1-2. He was ahead in the count, and he actually threw a knuckleball in competition.
Does he normally throw a knuckleball?
No. He's been working on it. He's been working on it. He plays with it. He's always.
What does his coach think of this?
They are enamored of it. They
really.
They're fascinated by it.
Yeah, the knuckleball is a fascinating pitch.
It is fascinating.
Can you, like AI, explain to me a knuckleball like I'm?
All right. Here's the knuckleball. The knuckleball is throwing a baseball with no spin whatsoever.
Oh, so and because straight.
Because it has no spin.
The ball doesn't rotate.
That's what I mean,
The ball doesn't rotate at all. And because of that, it goes anywhere. It goes where the wind current will take it, and it can do funny things. And there have been major leaguers like Tim Wakefield who have made a career throwing knuckleballs.
So it's similar to the fact that a rifle bullet is so accurate because the rifling causes a bullet to spin when it's going through the air.
That's what keeps it boring through the trajectory.
Exactly. Okay.
It is something that usually, you know, they do, you know, old big leaguers do, and it's just, it's funny that at 12 he can throw this.
The career type thing.
It's amazing, and I knew it when he threw it, not because I could recognize the pitch, but because he was on the mound and he went, yes, I threw a knuckleball in it, and I got sorry. That was fascinating. It really
and my
was.
Guess is it was a dramatically slower pitch than his other pitches?
Not dramatically, but definitely it was slower, and it was fun to watch. So, you know.
Could you tell it was a knuckleball by the way he threw it?
I'm gonna reach into the comments and get Derail. He's Derail. He's trying to derail the show. Is that what he's trying to do? Is that what he's doing?
Some people like enjoying the show. Some people like ruining the show. Everyone has a hobby.
Resting the arm is not an issue with the knuckleball, kiddo.
I think there is an issue with the knuckleball where it's supposed to be. There's something where they don't want you throwing it when you're young because it can mess up your shoulder. But every kid who's going to become a professional pitcher nowadays is going to get Tommy John surgery. So it doesn't really matter.
I remember when I was in college, my doctor told me to rest my arm.
Yeah, that was a different reason, though.
It was. And no knuckles
he was worried about your. He was worried about your vision.
And here I am with glasses, thick as Coke bottles.
Okay, so day, another discussion about my friend, Mr. Graham Plattner, with the allegations against him of rape up in Maine, and withdrew from the race yesterday. And I have to, after thinking about it for a long time, I am on the side of a very smart man named Steve Schmidt, who said, in effect, that, you know, you got to do the vetting. You got to do the vetting. And when you don't do the vetting, something like this can happen. And I think that.
Have you seen with the guy that did the vetting?
No, I haven't. No.
It does not look like the smartest guy.
Really? Yes. So an idiot was.
I'll find the video and send you sometime. It looks like an idiot did the vet in. And they said, oh, we saw some of it, but we didn't think it was a big deal.
I watched the entire statement that Graham made yesterday. I want to say that he's a friend of mine, and I believe him. And he denies categorically these allegations against him, but he also realizes that the power structure has removed all support for his campaign, and most of his endorsements have called on him to jump out. So he jumped out of the race yesterday. But I wrote this down. I said the vetting process, if you were like, yeah, we can't because of this, better for him too.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gone through this. What hell it must be. I can't imagine what he's going through. And, you know, but and I say this because I do believe when he denied the allegations, I believe him. Yeah. I do. He's a friend of mine, and I believe him. With that said, I also understand the realities of politics, and perhaps this entire situation could have been avoided if vetting was better. So that's all I wanted to say on it. And I, for one, am very, very sad for him, for his family, and for all of us that were behind him, and my family included. And it
I know
sucks.
You were excited about what he could bring to the state. It I mean, sucks. You knew and the guy, and you were and enthusiastic way, about him, and it's sad.
Even with his withdrawal speech that he did next to the road, probably in Sullivan, Maine, and was just incredibly eloquent, and he certainly was a great orator, and he actually really resonated with a lot of people. And, you know, for a second there, I forgot everything, and I got excited like everybody
else. Have you decided who will be the next person for the Omera Jinx?
I've decided that I will be shutting up for the rest of the political season.
Good luck with that.
Because no, it's just I don't know. It is the Omera Jinx. You can call it that. That's fine. I accept that. I accept your scorn as a badge of honor.
What's lucky is when you choose a candidate, you've got a hat ready to be embroidered.
Yes, I do. Or I could just keep it like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It blends into the background.
Now would be a good time for you to jump on the Mitch McConnell bandwagon.
Yeah, what a great idea that would be.
Bandwagon looks like an ambulance.
Yeah, the bandwagon is a wheelchair with a cover over it. My God.
He called me this morning. It was so weird. He didn't have much to say.
Right.
You know, Mitch.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Mitch. How are you?
Not well.
Do you need anything? Can I bring you anything?
Yes, bring me a scone.
Thank you, Mitch. Good day. That's
Mitch McConnell, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe he'll check in later.
He wants a scone.
Yes, he does. And who doesn't?
He wants his scone. Yeah. So, it was. It sucks when you see somebody that you know going through this kind of crap. And you know, I don't know. I went to sleep last night saying to myself, I just don't know where I am anymore with politics. I really do. It sucks so totally that we have this bastard, at the head of the country right now. It's really, up is down and down is up.
I was going to make a comment that, you know, I thought one of the problems we are now is we have an age of professional politicians, where it wasn't that long ago that a lot of the politicians came out of local business owners or even people of the military. But then, that's not Graham's issue when you look about our current president. So I withdraw the entire remark, because now, you know, reality stars are.
No, I will say this. And this comes from Steve Schmidt as well, where I really do believe that the allegations are extremely serious. And the timing is of course, the worst that it could be.
Right.
And, whatever happens down the road, unfortunately, will not be happening in the political arena. And I think that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that at the end of the day. I really, really do. And I think the vetting process with all of these issues, with all of this baggage, was not thorough enough to avoid this. And as I said, the vetting would have been better for him as well. Head this stuff off or deal with this. And
it's key. That's sucks. Why we worked, I think, probably 7-8 weeks vetting Josh before we brought him on.
Right.
We just never found out he was political, other than that. Oh, and the religion part. But other than that, he was perfect.
So I content myself with revisiting a movie series that I really, earlier this afternoon, after the game, I had a little time and I popped it on because for some reason, clips were showing up on my feed. And
is it,
I said,
Bridget Jones?
No, it was John Wick again. Remember John Wick,
yeah, Wick
that I was
course.
Interested
yeah.
in? Mm-hmm. And remember, I kind of bailed because I didn't like the phony body count.
Yeah.
I revisited that scene where he goes into the Russian nightclub and he's killing like 400 people.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it more, perhaps due to my state of mind. I enjoy it
a lot
more.
It has a lot to do. I find that comedies are very much determined by your mood when you watch them. I guess dramas could be the same way. Mm-hmm. So will you stay with it? Or will you just watch the Russian nightclub scene over and over again?
I love movies that kill Russians.
Okay.
I it's just a thing. It's a thing that I have. I watch some of the stuff in Ukraine where they blow up soldiers.
You should
over
watch
there.
Dr. Yeah. Zhivago. A lot of dead Russians in that.
Can you ever reference anything new?
No.
Can you ever reference
actually,
anything?
Mike? Yeah, let me reference this right now. I found a bingeable show on Netflix
I'd appreciate
that neither of
that.
You have heard of.
They're good.
And yeah. I watched it's only two nights 10 ago. Years old. Yeah, but it's still on the front page of my Netflix. That's how it got to me. I watched a season and a half in one night. It was that addictive.
Well, is this going to be old?
No, it's not old. It's called It's called Search Party, and it's about four absolutely despicable millennials who one of their college friends goes missing, and they try to find her so they can find some sort of meaning in their life. And while they're following or trying to find out what's going on, one of them, the least despicable millennial, sees her fleeing a Chinese restaurant. So that reinvents the entire search, and there are so many twists and turns. Yes.
What kind of cell phones do the kids have?
They have iPhones in this show, and they text a lot.
Which means it's in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Is there any way, like on the fly, you could rustle up a trailer for, what is it called, Search Party?
Yeah.
Search Party?
I'm guessing you did not watch the show Arrested Development. No one did, even though it was brilliant. But the daughter...
Justin Bateman?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Okay. But the character of
Jason Bateman, sorry about that.
Maybe Fionke, who was played by, I think her name is Alia Shawkat. She is the lead actress and producer in this, but there are Hitchcock quality twists and turns in this, stuff you do not expect. And here's the best thing is deep down, beyond all this tension and horror, it's funny because they're so despicable. These characters are. I think that you would really enjoy it. I recommend it highly. You have the trailer. Excellent.
All right, let's take a look. Search Party.
I believe that if people don't awaken soon, something very bad will happen to us. I have to save everyone from their pain. I died, and then I came back. I can see the world so clearly now.
This is not it.
I see through the lies.
Oh, it's not it. Not it. It's the wrong. It's no. the wrong.
That is that's the actress, but it is called Search Party. It's a Netflix, not an HBO Max one. I don't think there's anyone
else. It is a 2016 comedy crime drama.
Yeah, but I'm a season and a half into it, and none of that plot makes sense.
That's so weird.
Search Party on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Okay.
Rosie Perez is in it. She has a small role, but other than that, I didn't recognize anyone.
Come on now. That's right. Rosie Perez.
You'll see a couple faces that look familiar, but I mean, I'm pretty clever when you're spotting like plot tropes and stuff that's predictable about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this has taken me off guard a few times. It's a lot of fun.
You know
watch.
Who's good at that?
Who?
Carla is really like.
Carrie is very good at it too.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's the same thing, right? They're in their phone, half watching, half paying attention, and it's
he's guilty.
Yeah, it's going to be the father. Yeah, and then back to the phone.
Yeah,
back
maybe it
to the
comes
phone.
From all those kill the husband shows they watch.
Bumper Sticker Wisdom said we need a search party for the trailer. That's funny.
How can the same girl be in two different shows called Search Party?
I cannot answer that for you. It was a TBS show that is currently on the Netflix, but I highly recommend it. I think it's
I'm
really
downloading
fun.
The trailer from TBS right now.
Ah, excellent. So
TBS? I thought he said Netflix, and now it's HBO Max.
I just said that it was aired.
Do you guys remember that girl, Chantal Witherbottom?
Mm. Oh, she sucked.
Well, she's gone missing.
What do you mean, gone missing?
She's like a missing person.
Well, where is she?
That's the question. She's out there. And I'm going to find her.
What?
But I need your guys' help.
Okay, I love, 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 love this idea.
Chantal?
What does Chantal have to do with you?
I'm just tired of things that don't matter.
Yes. Let's put the pieces together. Let's figure it out.
This stuff scares me.
This is just the beginning. I want to, like, break into places and, like, learn sleight of hand and stuff.
What are you doing with a taser?
Tase the girl!
Not true! You have wiggly wrists!
I'm being followed.
Who are you?
Why do you have such a vested interest in this?
I just want to find her.
All right, that's enough. I don't want to give too much away.
And you know what? That's a great starting point because there's 8 billion twists and turns that are not explained in that trailer. It's great.
And it looks like the first trailer that was wrong is the season 4 trailer.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
There are 5 seasons of this show.
There are 50 episodes, and they're half-hour episodes, so you can really burn through them quickly.
You know, in the world of streaming video, I don't think there are rules as far as when something dropped and when it aired originally and you can bring it back. You know, that's been movies forever, where cult movies that have become smash hits were actually stiffs when they were released originally,
I had the same experience with that show with James Franco. I think it was called 112263. Is that, Josh, you read the book.
Yeah, that's it.
But it was originally a Hulu show, but no one had Hulu back then. So it went under the radar. They brought it back, and it was a 12-episode miniseries. It was fantastic.
And, and a TBS show, of course you're going to miss it.
No, because I tuned in at 5 after to watch it.
I hate it when TBS gets sporting events. Sucks.
Yeah, the basketball.
Yep. Unless it's afternoon Braves baseball in 1980, then it's okay.
Oh, my God. Back in the day. Back in the day. All right. We will continue. We've got some tidbits for you, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue with this little festival right after this. From friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. Programming note that the bonus show will be taped right after this show today. So check it out.
Link is in your email.
Yes, absolutely, and doing a great job with that, Josh. I really appreciate it. We start today with Wall Street. It closed higher today. Despite continuing tensions in the Middle East, investors continued pouring money into technology and artificial intelligence. Those companies are roaring right now, pushed major indexes higher. Analysts say the market appears to be focused more on corporate earnings and the AI boom than on geopolitical uncertainty like the Straits of Hormuz or the Strait of Hormuz. What makes a Hormuz? So
that's not a joke.
I'm so sorry.
We gotta workshop that, Mike.
Yes. So Rob, Rob was just telling me before the show that his portfolio is going bananas, as he put it.
Absolutely. Cool. In years past, I've been in a lot of geological stuff, but now I'm just investing in crazy foam.
Geopolitical, Rob.
That's right, Mike. I now just invest in crazy foam. Yes. Yeah, rocks.
Yeah.
I do
all
rocks.
All your money's in granite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, don't take it for granted.
He's got an incredible rock collection.
I do. Rock and roll. Rock
you got
records.
The original hammer used in Shawshank Redemption that Andy Dufresne used to tunnel out of Shawshank Prison.
It's true. And I remember when I got it. Yeah, and the pebbles, I got those pebbles. Too. Every day I set aside a little money and then I'm off to Home Depot to buy rocks.
Andy Dufresne's favorite habit was walking his wall out into the yard. Sorry about that. Next. Journalist Katie Couric. This is really, for somebody my age, Katie's age, this is a little weird
for
me.
She's a little younger than you, isn't she?
She might be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just putting, because you were already an established.
To stay in that direction.
Well, no, he was already an established broadcaster when she was breaking big. That's what I'm saying.
Journalist Katie Couric. Right?
See, Josh, that was too far.
We done?
I am. I was.
Journalist Katie Couric is speaking publicly about a frightening medical episode that left her unable to remember the year, the month, or even who was president. This is something I've never heard of before. While attending the Aspen Ideas Festival, she suddenly suffered from what is called transient global amnesia. This is a rare condition that causes temporary memory loss. She participated in two public discussions that day, but has absolutely no memory of either one. Doctors initially feared that she had suffered a stroke, but an MRI ruled that out. Her memory returned the following day, although several hours of her life are gone forever. Doctors say the condition is rare, usually resolves within 24 hours, and is not believed to cause permanent brain damage. And, of course, as a migraine sufferer, I always hear any of this kind of stuff, and it absolutely freaks me out. It really does.
I bet it is. But, it's got to be similar to a migraine symptom. I mean, I bet it's somehow related. It sounds
some good news for you, Mike.
Okay.
She is older than you.
Really?
She is 69 years old.
Dick says surprised.
What?
Yeah. See there. So what do you say to that?
I say that Josh has an amazing way to bend information because I don't believe.
What do you mean bend information?
I read the internet.
What does that mean?
What is it from the fourth season of her life where it doesn't look like it's the
How
right
old
show?
Is Katie Couric?
69, born January 7th, 1957.
Oh, 2 years older than me.
Ah, so you have 24 months, Mike, before you start blacking out and forgetting who Hoda Kotb is.
We'll see. The U.S. Postal Service will raise the price of a forever stamp to 82 cents beginning this Sunday. The increase is part of the. It's going to be a dollar before
you know
it.
I don't like those. I don't like those forever stamps. I don't like the commitment. I'm not into it.
Your letter stays forever.
That's right.
What it is.
Do you have any forever stamps right now in your home?
The only stamps I have are when we used to do that ripoff thing where we would send letters to online casinos and we had the American flag. Is that a forever? Why do they call it a forever stamp?
Because once you buy it, it's always good for first class postage.
Forever.
Forever.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that so people will buy like tons of them?
Yeah, and they hope that you buy them because old people buy stamps and they're hoping someone old like Katie Couric goes to the post office and buys them, then dies, and that's found money. Now you're young. Yo, boy.
That fixed the hair and everything.
Yeah,
it did.
You're a beastie boy.
Hi, Andy. It starts this Sunday. The increase is part of the agency's long-term plan to improve. Yes, buddy. What's up? What? Do you need me for anything? Who's behind you? Is there somebody with you? Come around here for a second.
You're just
is
doing Katie, a show, so they love to interrupt.
Is
they
it like Katie Couric? Did he bring
he's
Katie
got
Couric
his, He's
him?
Got his birthday present with him right now. He's going to show you his birthday present. Can you make it back here with that? I don't think so.
No, his birthday really is not hard. Yet, right?
No, when I got him an early an early birthday present today. So can you lean in and show everybody? All right.
Hold on. Is it a bag?
That's his new all-star bag that he's got for his equipment.
Wow.
Let's talk for a second, okay? Because I got in your head today, and you got in your head today. Lean in, and please tell the boys that are you okay now? Is everything all right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you hate it when I talk to you on the?
Yes.
Do you want me to shut up?
Yes.
Did you tell me to shut up?
Totally not.
What did you say on the mound?
Nothing.
No, don't lie. Don't lie on this show. I already told him.
Maybe he was telling the coach, shut up.
I said, shut up.
You said, and who was that directed at? Me.
The dirt.
Me?
The world.
Maybe you guys should come up with a hand signal instead.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So you should come up with a hand. Can you hear what they're saying?
Mm.
No? Listen.
Like this.
Yeah. So did you get in trouble after you said, shut up? Lean in so they can see you, please.
I don't think he wants to talk about this.
I disagree. I think he's very into it.
Shut up, Josh. Anyway, what?
Yeah.
You shouldn't tell people to shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Right.
You can't do that.
What?
Hey, Josh.
Tell people to, all right, get out of here. See you later. Thank you. Ow, that hurt. That really hurt.
Be nice to your father. He's almost as old as Katie Couric.
Yes, I am. Bye. See you later. That's his thumb.
Oh, that was neat. I liked that.
Don't knock over my camera. Watch out, please. Bye.
Don't say shut up. You can't have
such a nice visit.
That was good.
Always nice.
Next time he could phone.
Oh, God. All right. So the postage stuff.
It's still pretty incredible for 80 cents. you can send an ounce of something anywhere. That's still pretty good.
The increase is part of the agency's long-term plan to improve its financial stability. After years of losses, the change will also affect the cost of other mailing services. So if you want one of these...
Don't like that.
No, the post office is doomed to failure as long as Amazon keeps giving free postage. Because no one's going to buy stuff that requires mail anymore. They take a loss on everything.
The latest generation of AI-powered smart glasses. Oh, I remember those. Remember those, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I remember that they were very popular among people that wanted stuff that was new and shiny.
Well, those were those were the Explorer ones.
You were like in a club. You were actually an Explorer, but Indiana Jones.
But your news article was probably about these.
All I know
are more sunglasses.
Boy, that makes you. That really makes your eyes pop.
Yeah, it makes them look really handsome, too.
So it's sparking new privacy debates. The devices can now take photos. Can yours do that?
Yeah, I got a button right here.
Can yours record video?
It can.
Can yours listen to conversations?
It can not. I guess if I press record.
Can your glasses translate languages?
My AirPods can do that.
But do they link to your AirPods? I think what Mike is talking about, and I've seen this, they have like little
there's arms. Ones that have like the little screens in here that can do all that.
Yeah.
Supporters say that these glasses could change the way people work and travel, while critics say they make it even harder to know when you're being recorded in public. I think that we all ought to simply accept the fact that you're being recorded when you're out in public. That's it.
And all the surveillance cameras, or as Mr. Liddy would say, surveillance cameras. They're everywhere.
Yes,
cameras everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Just assume.
Can you put the glasses back on, Josh?
Sure.
How much did they cost?
I think there were 300.
Actually, they cost.
So those are the real deal. You got the real deals.
Yeah, I've got a pair of cheap ones here that were like $20, but they don't work well.
Well, you could get $20 ones. They spend top dollar and get quality.
No, my problem is, I've shot a lot of digging through bins, and I shot playing pickleball, and I shot going to Disney, and then I never do anything with the video. I need to edit it and put the video up.
Yeah. It's. Do you think that if you were in a situation where you knew you were going to have a difficult conversation with someone that you wanted a record of, that you could surreptitiously record the conversation by wearing those glasses?
Well, that's why I was wearing them when we all had dinner.
He wasn't wearing them at dinner.
I wasn't.
He's giving you our dog.
I wasn't wearing them. And so there is a controversy now, because when I go to record, you see how it has this little blinking light?
Yeah.
So people would drill those out so that the light wouldn't blink. So
just the real piece creeps. Of black tape would cover it nicely.
They just did a software update that breaks all of those. So if you try to cover that light or drill it out, your glasses just don't work at all.
Well, based on what Rob said at our team dinner, I hope nothing was recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, but Mike, I stand by it.
Because you're a fighter.
I am a fighter.
Yeah.
Well, I talked a lot about the post office.
We will not. All I know is the conversation ended with Rob standing up in the middle of the restaurant saying, "We will not be replaced."
That's right. And the owner asking me to leave.
Quietly. Scientists continue to find new evidence that regular exercise may actually slow the aging process. New research suggests, I don't know if this is all that big a deal, right? I mean, everybody's known that if you exercise, you're going to be around. I mean, I think the people down here that are, you know, you'll talk to somebody and they're 82 and you can't believe that they're 82. And you realize they're down here because they're outside. They're doing stuff.
They're
moving. I think moving around, and especially with your legs, getting up, walking around, new research suggests physical activity helps muscle cells repair themselves more efficiently as we get older, helping people maintain their strength, balance, and mobility later in life. I saw something online that showed a lady that was doing this with her fingers, touching all the ends like this, and she said this will help you prevent dementia.
God, you watch the weirdest porno.
Yeah, that's what it said. So try it, Rob. Try doing you put your fingers together.
Okay.
And you touch your fingers.
Hold on.
Okay. All right, stop it. Stop it. There you go.
So like you're like an evil guy just counting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not. I just saw it and that's true.
I'd rather do a crossword puzzle. That does the same thing.
Even moderate exercise can provide significant long-term benefits. I think a lot of people have known that.
What about being sedentary? Is that, how does that work?
How sedentary would you describe yourself? As far as the hours of the day, the total
stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The total time your ass is in a chair. On a daily basis,
okay, well,
out of a 24-hour day.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and remove.
Let's say a 12-hour day because that's the your waking hours.
I would say 11 and 3/4, maybe six sevenths. I don't know. I'm not much on fractions.
Six, seven. All right. Finally, today, a Florida man learned the hard way that some problems are better left unsolved, according to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
Is that near you?
Oh, it's not near me, Rob, but it's really the best sheriff's office.
Well, I mean, it's got one of the greatest names.
Yeah. If you want a sheriff, you go to Okaloosa.
Yeah, I bet he wears glasses. I bet he has glasses like
Josh. And everything and records. The man called this dumb guy called deputies to report that someone had broken into his car and stolen about $50. And then he said they also stole a 1/4 ounce of cocaine from the center console.
Yeah, that's where you keep it.
He even told deputies he was a drug dealer and he wanted his property back.
Dummy.
When deputies arrived, they quickly noticed there was still cocaine in the vehicle along with a crack pipe and other drug paraphernalia.
Crack pipe.
The cash was gone, but the remaining drugs were enough to turn the victim into the suspect.
Yes.
Instead of leaving with his stolen property, the man left in handcuffs. He was arrested on charges including cocaine possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, and resisting an officer without violence. And in the back of his car, a giant chocolate pie that was absolutely ruined. And not ruined, ruined.
Mike, can you estimate the width of that pie?
It had shrunk, Rob, in the heat, but I believe it was a mile wide when it started.
Wow, that's a big pie.
Chocolate pie. Chocolate pie. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a news flash. Summer is hot,
yes.
But this year it seems especially so. It was 100 in my part of the world today.
Disgusting.
Brutal. Brutal. Hard to look like a put-together member of society in a ratty shirt and board shorts. That's why you need Quince.
Yes.
Quince has been my go-to all summer long. The fabrics feel elevated. The fits are clean and everything just works. No need to overthink it. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for looking cool and keeping cool. Check it out. 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34 and clean 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness that has to be felt to be believed. Their pants also hit that same balance. Relaxed and comfortable, but still polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find with similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials without the markup. So go to hell, middleman.
It's right. I hate him.
I picked up on one of their linen shirts recently. Oh, my God. It's so constant
soft.
Rotation.
Yes.
Makes me look good. It's lightweight, breathable, but still looks put together. And it didn't cost nearly as much as I thought. You got to see Rob in his linen pants.
They look great. Or I get compliments.
As he wrote last night in his sedentary lifestyle, Poants.
Poants? Yeah, well, that's what they call them in Europe.
Josh loves his... Josh is quite dashing in who is... Lovely Quince T-shirts.
Wow.
Bob's
bad night
your
for
uncle.
Me. Don't know what would happen with that.
Refresh your everyday with luxury that you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/TMOS for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TMOS. All right. This is important, everybody.
Go.
I want to tell you, stay out of Michigan.
Yes, please
stay
do.
Out. Very, very bad. Now, bad, bad, bad.
Josh, you mentioned you were headed to Michigan when?
The end of the month.
Okay.
I'm going for a couple of days to see baseball games.
Okay. Now, this is not just Michigan, but Michigan is the epicenter. Also affected by what I'm about to tell you is New York, Illinois, Indiana, North Carolina, and Texas. They've all had a jump in this this parasite.
Well, it just came from North Carolina.
Okay. Have you heard of the Cyclospora website?
No.
Mike, the headline, and I'm talking big letters on CNN, you can see the size of the font. It says, an outbreak of diarrhea caused by a parasite has hit at least 1,400 people in these states. And here's the problem. If you get standard diarrhea, you might get rid of it in like a day, two, you know, you deal with it. But
I'd like the standard diarrhea, please.
Well, you don't want the extra large?
The frothy? All right.
Mike, this will stay with you for weeks. It's not a 24 or 48-hour diarrhea. This will stay with you for weeks or sometimes months in a relapsing pattern, and it can wear down your body. So what they're saying is this is largely on vegetables and fruits. So wash your fruits, wash your vegetables. Go ahead and cook them if you can. But where does that leave you with lettuce? You can't cook lettuce.
Man, I don't like the fact.
Fried foods.
Yeah.
I don't like that it stays with you for weeks because, you
months
know,
in some cases.
Diarrhea can kill you. If
it
you
can.
Get too much diarrhea, you can be, you know, it can cause organ failure.
Well,
I think,
Mike, you like are that. Especially with all the time you spent at the baseball games when you're sliding into first.
Oh, I didn't even mention
you
this.
You feel something burst.
Diarrhea.
It's horrible.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
I was at the game and I made a terrible mistake. Cuisine-wise, I hadn't eaten for most of the day, and I took my kid to that little parade that I showed you on the show yesterday.
Parade
and I ordered because I was hungry.
Yeah,
I ordered a foot-long chili cheese dog.
You were
that
hungry.
Great.
Yeah, it does actually.
It was, and I'm not one of the guys that goes, "Oh my God!" But I did with this. It was just so big. And it was sticking out of both ends of the bun, and it was gross because she goes over to the Cheese Whiz or whatever it is, and just I'm like, okay, that'll be it. Thank
so
you.
So this was like not like a food truck or a vendor.
This was at the concession stand at the ballpark.
I often wonder, you know, as a licensed kitchen manager, I know the rules. I'm wondering
I love it when you reference that too. That's cool.
I wonder
hasn't
exactly.
Expired yet.
No, it hasn't because I had to renew it for the last time and right. It's still floating. Mm-hmm. But the rules haven't changed, Josh. I wonder exactly how hot they get that food and how hot they keep that food. Because if food is only kept warm and not hot, it doesn't kill bacteria. It, in fact, makes it grow.
The hot dog was extremely hot. It was so huge that I had about a third of it. And I chucked the rest because it was just such a big pile of goo. I like my hot dogs convenient. I ordered the wrong thing. I like them convenient to just, you know, suck one down. That's what I like.
This is what bothered me is that to kill, and it is called a cyclospora, you have to cook your food to 158 degrees, which is enough to ruin a steak that is overcooked in salmon, that is overcooked pork. I can only imagine what a carrot is at 158 degrees. So, I mean, you got to get...
Is there a particular food stuff that it lingers in more than others?
I'm so glad you asked, Mike. I've got a list of some of the key veggies and fruits to avoid here. You want to avoid raspberries. You want to avoid... Basil. You want to avoid
basil. Basil is like that's that mozzarella salad.
Yeah, but we, you know, actually
Caprese.
We grow our own basil. It's very easy to grow, so I don't know if that would be, you know, if that would be, you know, immune from it because we don't have the virus here. I always avoid these anyway because overprocessed vegetables are always suspect to me. Salad mixes. When you buy a bag,
how often do we have that? How often don't we have that a lot?
That's where the biggest recall.
We're talking about health, and they talk about those premixed salads.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I buy those all the time.
But why? Buy a head of lettuce and break it up with your hands.
Josh,
how long can that take?
You live at Costco like me. Get some romaine hearts, and all
but
you got
to
do is cut them up.
They've got the bags doubled. inside. Yeah, so you get
Rob, do you remember when I did that Love Letters show? And I that was my DJ name, Romaine Hearts.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Mike, stay away from fruit and berry mixes. I guess that's, again, when they mix them and they handle and them in like a deli.
Or it's more bullshit.
Yeah, it is. Know? Lettuce. Now, this is tough because lettuce is really hard to wash. So they're saying if you can at least discard outer leaves and then wash what you can get to. Because, you know, if you start washing every leaf of lettuce, it's all going to go away.
That's scary.
Snow peas.
How have they not nailed this down to like a certain farm or restaurant or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's like the government isn't paying as much attention or regulating food as much.
If I were you, Josh, when you go to Michigan, stick to fries. Also, and I'm glad to see this because I hate it, cilantro. Cilantro is a big carrier of this.
Oh, so. I'm not going to Chipotle anymore.
No, it's horrible. And that's, it tastes
well,
like...
Chipotle's always the top of the list for these stories.
Yeah, because it's sloppy. Although, you know, note to Dairy Queen, if I may, for just
DQ?
A second here. DQ. I had a stunningly good report from my dermatologist follow-up today.
Yeah.
Remember when I came in with a pizza face because I had to put that stuff
remember,
all over my
yeah.
face? I'm here to tell you she was very complimentary, that I did a really good job with my my medication.
Oh,
on
you
my,
must well, be you must be tickled to death.
That deserves an ice cream cone.
There, well, Michael said, bring something home. And I decided, he said, can you go buy McDonald's? And I said, sure, I can do that. And then I see that coming back from my doctor's office, there's a DQ that I have not frequented. And I decide to pull
Could
off.
Could be a new one.
And, yeah, but they won't know your order.
I will
he has,
say
he'll
this.
Show his card. He'll show his gold card.
I will say this, that the wait time was approaching 30 minutes in the drive-through line at DQ. You're net. What did I say here? You're
and
never going to
those,
win.
Is it one of those where DQ. They block you in so you can't leave?
You can't leave. You can't get out of there. And I'm just saying, DQ, get your shit
but
together.
My,
really,
but
come
focus
on
the positive. DQ has a very convenient hot dog.
It has a convenient hot dog, but I didn't get that. I got a burger. And now, I got my son the chicken strips.
Mike,
that's
back to this to this parasite. You're going to love this. It's good that it doesn't pass from person to person. So you don't have to worry about hugs. Hugs are great.
Yeah, I mean, because the last time I got sick, I hugged one of my relatives and I got covered in diarrhea.
But Mike, here's what's sad, is that Mike's cyclospora is in fact resistant to bleach. Which
really?
Means it can show up in recreational water sources like chlorinated swimming pools and splash pads, lakes, and rivers. So if you have an outbreak in your area, stay away from the water and the vegetables.
Stay away from the river.
The river.
Mm-hmm.
But the very fact that chlorine and bleach don't kill it, this is scary. This is like an AI virus. This is next level. So,
well,
and you, Mike, and you will shit your brains out.
Watch out for the bag salad, though, Josh. Watch out for the bag salad. Get yourself the salad, wash the hell out of it, and then you know, twist it up in your own hands.
And you know what you should do is look at the salad with your glasses, your special glasses.
Record
and
the salad.
Yep,
and I want you to know that all of my information came from a good source, Mike, the Force of Infection newsletter.
Hey, Hi Pro Cam in the chat group says DQ is the only fast food that provides gravy with their chicken.
It's a lie. It's an
it's
absolute
not true.
Lie. KFC.
No.
KFC, you can.
Yeah, and you can get gravy on the side at Popeyes too.
Can you get gravy at DQ?
I don't know.
I think it's a lie. I think.
Well,
it's
I mean,
a
the whole thing is flawed. Whether or not they have gravy, they're not the only place.
All right. Well, stay
and
scary.
I always keep a jar in my. In my center console, anyway.
Stay scared, San Diego.
Dairy Queen does
funny.
Have a white gravy.
Really? Like the kind you would put on a biscuit?
Yeah, it's racist, though.
Yeah, it is. We have to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you, this is a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know that they run on their own logic. You know, never. I've got two dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's true. Also how you end up with these surprise vet visits that you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking it, the cost, or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. It's been around for almost 20 years, and it has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore the coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon. Terms for more info. And, I have to say this, too. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
There! That's the legalese. Perfect. That is the legalese
Uno
for
Uno
Teco.
Nice.
All right. I'm ready to talk to Josh about something that I have never heard of before. We were talking before about the recording cameras in the eyes, the eyeglasses. But he said that people, apparently this is online, I haven't seen it, flock cameras are like causing a bit of a
stir. Like a flock of birds, F-L-O-C-K?
Yes. Now, you guys have seen these cameras, but you don't realize it.
Okay.
And the problem is, and what it's freaking people out about, is they are all over the country. There are 80 to 100,000 of them so far installed nationwide.
Okay.
They're on street corners, at the front of your HOA. They are these little cameras. I'm going to bring up, see if I can bring up a picture of them. But they are being marketed as license plate readers.
Okay.
They're convincing neighborhoods and everyone to put them at the front of their neighborhood. And if something happens, hey, you contact us and we can tell you what cars came down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by license plate, track them.
Where's the problem? I don't see any problem.
The concern is all these people who think it's the government spying on us and the government trying to track us. Here's what they look like. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's
how big is that? Is that about the size of a license plate? There's nothing to compare.
It's tiny. Yeah.
Okay. It's a tiny little cam.
If once you know about them, you'll start seeing them all over the place. I know there's two in my neighborhood. And I think I saw about four on my way home today, right before the show. And you were talking about the glasses, I saw people in the comments mention the flock cameras because they're all over the place. So people are now trying to respond by destroying these things.
Yeah. Oh, so people and they're privately owned.
Are taking their license plate off and then running over the pole to knock it down or going and just destroying them and knocking them down. So it's becoming a controversy where people don't want them in their neighborhood, not because they don't want it to prevent theft, but they think it's big government spying on us through AI.
Well, it's not like they're collecting any data.
That is a lie.
Well, they can track you by your license. Mike, do you still have the license plate
and
number one DJ?
No, but they're cameras. They are recording, and they are tied in with the police department. So the police department has full access to all the cameras.
Well, then it is government.
Right. It is government. I'm sure it's a private company, but it's connected with government, and they're all over the place.
I didn't understand. I thought it was just for people to identify license plates in their neighborhood.
It says,
but
Flock builds a vast digital network that captures and shares driving logs across thousands of agencies. Local usage in Florida is highly prevalent, with police departments from the Florida Highway Patrol to municipal agencies relying heavily on this data.
See, when you presented it to me, I thought it was one of those cams that you have on your doorbell, like a Ring
cam. That's how they market
it.
They market it by coming to your HOA and saying, hey, we'll make you safer by putting these cameras in.
I still have the same license plate I've had since I had it in Virginia. I have it down in Florida.
What is it?
PRTGRL.
PRTGRL?
PRTGRL. Figure it out.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Party girl.
Or pretty girl.
Pretty girl. But Mike, I think anyone who knows you, it's party girl.
There's no why. I just read part girl.
Purdy girl.
Yeah, he's part girl and part
PRT. Purdy.
Yeah, and PRT. Purdy after
girl.
Me. Girl.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. Now you guys will see these in your neighborhood because I guarantee they're already in Mike's neighborhood, and okay. They're already recording you going in and out. The problem is, do you have a problem with the government recording everything?
Luckily, I'm always in, so it doesn't affect me.
I always thought that it's fun when we have the license plate that people are able to get through the system, and because they can't figure out that it's mm-hmm. something that's a tad risque.
Yeah.
You know, and I, let's say, I was thinking one might be good. BTONAS. No, that one. Bit of an ass.
Okay. You know, my mom actually had to appeal her license plate because it was denied.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, you know, my kids call her Shesho for Sharon. That's her grandma name, Shesho.
And well, she tell put the in, truth behind that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people don't know about Rob's Japanese heritage. That his mother is half Japanese.
That's right. And wonder and half Swiss.
Shesho.
But she submitted that, S-H-A-E-S-H-O, and she was denied by the DMV because they thought it was Shays Ho, and Ho is a forbidden word.
See, that's some filthy-minded bureaucrat that's just making the world a sadder place.
And
that's
my mom went right into the DMV, and she says, listen, I don't hook. And mm-hmm. so they gave it to her, which was nice because she doesn't look.
Hey, Phil, where's your camera? Is it over there? Okay, see you later. There you go. What do you think, Josh? Does this bother you that they're doing this?
I think it doesn't faze us because we all grew up in the D.C. area where mm-hmm. everything was recorded no matter what.
That's
so
true.
I just assume I'm always recorded.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, if someone, you know, being in this kind of community where I remember the old place I used to live in Florida, they had a person come in, they were going through cars and they got some stuff and they even got in to a home because they were able to access the home through the garage. And so because they got in the car, we're able to get into the unlocked car, we're able to press a button, open
that's
the garage,
yeah.
and because mm-hmm. it's battery. And that's how they accessed the home. I am saying I'm all for it. If you're not doing anything hinky, right?
Yeah, I think it's a problem until the AI overlords.
Mm-hmm.
Once AI takes over, then it might be a problem.
Well, we're all going to be dead. We're all going to be dead anyway.
Anything can be taken to the next level with AI. I mean, just a license plate, that doesn't bother me because I'm not up to anything nefarious.
Well, all right, before we camera, so it records everything.
Okay,
it's marketed as license. But yes.
Very good. We I want to ask Rob about his show and tell item. You said that now. I'm of the mindset that with Rob's copy issues and with what he's doing now with
two typos in 2 weeks is not a copy issue.
The fact that you said you forgot something you ordered, these are things you did in your heavy drinking days.
Yeah. You have to admit that now that I'm sober, the copy is better. Sure, mistakes, Mike, mistakes were made.
Well, that was, you know, it has been flawless. And then, of course, then there was the issue of people online talking about your slurring.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just been out there. You have to address these allegations.
That's why I was asked to remove myself from the race. So the reason that
the race,
the political race, the slurring, I was forced to drop out. They didn't vet me.
All right,
they did not vet me.
What did you forget that you bought?
It came in a mysterious, rather unmarked cardboard box, and when I opened it, it had this box in it, and I said, "That's weird," because the only thing that it might be is I ordered a fancy Timu knife. That is sort of a shaped almost like a medieval you've seen the I'm sure online. It's shaped like a medieval
hatchet.
Easy
for you to explain, obviously. It was is it one of those kitchen knives that looks like a saber? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, more like a hatchet. But I'd already gotten that. So I said, well, what is this? And so I opened it up and it's got a nice plastic container. And Mike, it turns out
earbuds.
Nope. It's a pistol. That is also
In front of the flock camera.
A cigarette lighter. Now, luckily, I keep
still,
in my house.
I've got a still that we have to use for the show. You should look angry and just be like, and look at Josh with his typical deadpan. You know, you don't have to wreck it that much. Could you look a little surprised?
Okay.
I thought we were just doing him.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's. But Mike, luckily, because my house is well maintained, I had butane in my house.
Did he just? Okay, that's a lighter. It's a lighter, obviously.
So I was able to charge it. And look, Mike, this is so great. You just pull it back, and the cylinder turns, and the hammer goes back, and
looks like a real gun.
There's the lighter.
Yeah, is there heft? Does it have weight to it?
Yes, it's metal. Now, the one thing is that there is a very poorly... This will shock you.
I might need the link.
A very poorly worded instruction book, but it says, when arrives, it is just a lighter. But if you put this on that looks like a silencer, this little screw-on thing to the barrel...
Shut up, dogs!
It makes a sound and like a puff of fire. So let's see if I can get this right, because you have to let it sort of fill with butane before you pull the trigger. So hold on. Did you hear the pop?
Yeah, I did.
It's fun.
Can you take the silencer off?
I can.
And then hold it closer to the camera, because your hands are going all over the place. And I want to get a really good look at this thing, because it does look... like maybe it could be, it's got like a regular, can you get closer to the grip? All right.
Mike, it looks pretty real.
If you pulled that out, would the police shoot you?
Yeah, they would. Because, and here's one reason why, is because most fake guns now have like an orange plastic plug in the barrel.
Yeah.
And this is just an open barrel. I mean, it looks like a gun. And the you pull back the hammer and the cylinder turns. Look at that.
And you forgot that you ordered this?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm delighted that I ordered it. I think it's a lot of fun.
It's
a
great toy.
Yeah, it is a great toy. It's a great toy. I hadn't bought a lighter since this one, which is the blowtorch lighter. And that's a good one, too.
That's
and
so big.
You don't even smoke, which is
but I'm thinking of taking it up now that I've got the lighters.
But all the candles in the home are lit.
They are.
And this segment is lit.
I am not lit. I am not drinking. But anyway, that's the brand of it, Mike, is Fox Loom Product Use Manual. And that's all the instructions written in perfect English, not a typo on those.
I'll
head over to Timu.
Why, Josh? Why? Why do you need that?
Why do you need a gun?
Because we're friends. That's why.
Be careful.
Because I have a middle school boy, just like you do. They would enjoy it.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Might as well have a fake gun in the house. What could possibly go wrong with
that?
Well,
you know, right? I got a BB gun from my dad's effects. So, and now I've got two guns that are moderately fake looking.
Just don't mix them up.
What's happening? You got video for us? We got that coming up.
I got a lot of video of guns. I hope you like it.
Very exciting. Yeah. I want to share with our listeners, though, that navigating life these days is not always easy. Trust me, I do get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work, sometimes it all adds up. And you realize maybe it's time to talk to somebody. But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that is a slog.
It is.
If you don't know what slog means, look it up in the dictionary. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays at around $15 a session, sometimes even $0, depending on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and your preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. And I've been there. I have talked to people. I have been in therapy. I have used therapists. And man, sometimes tomorrow really matters.
It does.
Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with Rula today. Mental health care should be affordable and it should be accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rula. And thank you for playing this toddler music that I don't understand.
Mike, sometimes I forget what spot's coming up, and I don't pick the right music.
Really sounds exactly. What am I doing? A kettle corn ad here?
Very charming, I think.
Play
your
music.
Okay, let's do the thing here.
Hey, I like that. Beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, safe home to an artist that I bet you played a lot on the radio, Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, I remember Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler died unexpectedly at age 75. She was actually in the hospital in Portugal being treated for a disease, and the death was not expected, and everyone was heartbroken. Three great hit records for her. I mean, this is the one that she'll be remembered for 100 years from now. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yeah.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Did you know she was Welsh?
No.
No, and she got that raspy voice.
Is that a duet?
No, that's not a duet.
So the turnaround is her, and the second lyric is her too.
I believe so. Yeah,
because it sounds like play it again from
it's
the start.
It's like her, but like further away. I think.
Yeah,
it sounds like a different voice.
A bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
That's another singer, guys.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not. It was not listed as a duet. It could be a background singer.
Okay,
so it's not a duet.
But
technically,
I don't know about that. Right. I'm thinking.
Well, the
that
one
was...
person who knows the answer is dead now, so we will never know.
No, it would be in the music. It would be in the music information on the song that song.
Turn Around, Bright Eyes part was sang by Canadian
was
rock
sung.
Vocalist Rory Dodd.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much.
I don't know the name, but yeah, I imagine a background singer. But I always thought it was just her hit. But her signature raspy vocal, another big hit here, of course.
It's a heartache?
Yeah. This was, I think, one of the most popular records.
It's a heartache.
What a great bluesy
Nothing
voice.
Nothing but a heartache. Hit you
I think one of the biggest hits of that year, would it be 78, 79, somewhere around
like
there?
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my personal favorite, which was used in one of my favorite soundtracks, is from Footloose. And this song is Only a Hero or Holding Out for a Hero. That was just a great high-energy song. And again, great use of her voice, but an amazing record. And at least the video isn't dated.
That is so dated, that music video. It's great.
But it's a great song.
Great, great up-tempo song.
Yeah.
And a ridiculously long intro.
Yeah, but as a disc jockey, you probably loved it.
Yeah. Here's your weather forecast, Power 105 WABA, where your friends are.
Nailed it. She had a pretty good run. I like her records.
Not a lot of her face featured on videos, correct?
I believe that might be what is known as Christopher Cross syndrome.
Okay, just double checking.
Not oppressive, but just Olivia Newton-John, she wasn't. Let's move on to a guy that I found on the socials. His name is Heartthrob Anderson. His real name is Rob Anderson. He is he's a stand-up comic, and he's got a gimmick that I like. He says, "Don't be afraid of the 90s." And he takes something that was very popular in the 90s and explains it with a modern twist. Here he is analyzing the movie Pretty Woman.
He taught us that hooking is a great option. This is Vivian. She is a Hollywood call girl. Edward's car stalls right on Hooker Row. He's like, "Oh, how did this happen?" Yeah, okay. Vivian struts over and she's like, "Hey, big boy, you got $10? He's like, "Girl, are you in the witness protection program? What is that wig?" They start driving around and he's into it. This is a charming, hydrated, well-rested whore. He brings her back to the hotel where Vivian exhibits classic hooker behavior. Doesn't know what chairs are, won't sit in a chair. And cutlery, she just doesn't get it. She doesn't understand it. She sleeps with too many men to use forks. The next morning, they make a 7-day agreement. He's going to pay her for her body if she holds his hand in public. A Scooter Braun, Sydney Sweeney situation. Now that she has money, she goes into Hermes looking for a quota bag. And they're like, "Girl, get real. You're a whore and you don't have the pre-spend." She still needs a dress to play the part. So she goes to his hotel concierge with this wad of money. She's too slutty for a wallet. These two start falling in love and their chemistry is incredible. There's no way that these two weren't doing it on set. I'm sorry. I don't care what they said. She was giving them handies at least.
So that's his take. Maybe because of the word
whore.
No, it's not it at all.
That's why you liked it.
It's not it. Why would
it
you say
so
that?
It went so much longer than I expected.
Well, I stopped it just before the bomb. And you know what, Mike, what you need to light that bomb would be a cigarette lighter shaped like a gun. Oh, let's finish on a high note, okay? Let's end this highbrow. Sometimes
they're not all going to be You know, we're not always going to agree on what's for. We do 99.99%, and then occasionally, you know, it happens.
I thought the one, I picked the one I thought you'd like, but he did a very good one about the cartoon show Arthur.
Okay.
That was pretty funny.
The cartoon show?
Yeah, you know, Arthur the Aardvark with the glasses.
Oh, the Aardvark. Yeah, okay, I got
not
you.
Not the movie,
right.
No.
All right, gotcha.
Mike, a famous artist who worked in a medium that you don't normally see has passed away, and they're going to do a tribute to him, recreating one of his greatest installations.
Our museum brings back iconic peanut butter floor as artist's tribute. Museum Boijmans van Brueningen in Rotterdam has announced it will recreate Wim T. Schipper's iconic peanut butter floor next month as a tribute to the artist who recently passed away at the age of 83. The work, first exhibited in 1969 and acquired by the museum in 2010, involves hundreds of kilograms of smooth peanut butter spread carefully over several days into a sleek, even surface. Schipper's only firm requirements: no chunks, and above all, easily spreadable.
Yes.
The exact shape and start date are still being worked out, but it will look different from previous editions, as Schipper's believed showing the same thing twice was missing the point.
Which brings up one important question, Mike.
I got nothing to say.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Jesus. Wow.
So that's what's going on in Rotterdam. They're putting peanut butter all over the floor.
Stop by Rotterdam, Amsterdam, and then take a little trip down the river to I Don't Give a Damn. There we go. We got to get out of here. We will be back very shortly for a taping of our bonus show. If you want to get that, you got to be a subscriber.
Yes.
That's the way that works, okay? So put that in your peanut butter pipe and smoke it. All right?
Smooth only, Mike.
Can we see the gum one more time before we go to break here?
Well,
that would be really,
close
really
the
nice.
Thing. Hold on.
Oh, you did? Open it up.
That's all right.
Safely,
safely under lock and key.
Well, yeah, you don't want to light a cigarette, you know.
Yeah, there it is.
Passion. There you go.
It's, I don't know why that just don't do that. Don't
no,
do that.
YouTube
Stop
will not
that.
Like that.
Stop that. No,
that
no,
will
not
get us
funny.
Off YouTube.
Yeah,
we'll be back shortly.
It's only a lighter. It says
good.
So in the manual.
For Rob Spiewak and Josh Rogue and Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
The rent stays like a buffalo.